talk about the railways. It's thought that a review into the efficiency of rail services will propose reducing staff numbers and increasing peak time prices. So we're going to have the full details of Sir Roy McNulty's report later this morning, but the headlines already emerging suggest some radical recommendations intended to make trains in Britain run more cost-effectively for passengers like this.
My name's Gemma Davis. I use the train every day to and from Cardiff from Aberdeen for work. If I could ask them to improve something, it'd be to add extra carriages on, especially in the afternoons, 5 o'clock trains from Cardiff, and in the mornings as well. You find a lot of people stand because they can't get seats and stuff like that. They've extended all the platforms, but they don't seem to be putting the carriages on, which they've obviously paid all the money to extend them, but they're not making great use of what they've done. Become more reliable with the services and try and reduce the fares, because they seem to be going up and up every couple of months. And obviously you're paying all the money and you can't get a seat, so it's a bit annoying.
Well, Simon Weller joins us now, the national organiser for ASLEF, the Train Drivers Union. Good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't seen the report yet, but we've got a fair idea, haven't we, of what's going to be in it. Which way do you feel the wind is blowing?
I think the report misses an opportunity. I've been lucky enough to represent ASLEF at the briefings and workshops in the run-up to the report. And the recent briefing about a month ago, where Sir Roy McNulty and Philip Hammond put out their recommendations, or the proposed recommendations, and they've missed an opportunity. They've identified the big problem with the railways we have in Britain is they're too fragmented, yet they're recommending as a solution yet more fragmentation.
So what do you see as the solution?
I see the solution is it the railway becoming publicly accountable, and again publicly owned, and it having a cohesive national strategy. What the commuter that spoke earlier was saying about the extra carriages, well, the companies that lease the rolling stock to the operators were described a few years ago as having a license to print money. And every level is taking money out of the industry, and that's money that could be invested in extra carriages, it could be in better stations, in better services, yet it's all going out into shareholders' pockets. And we want to see something that is together and in reinvesting within the railway and providing a decent service.
It cost a lot of money, though, wouldn't it? And that's not the current thinking.
Well, it's costed a great deal of money at the moment. It's £5 billion worth of subsidy. And to give you some numbers, in 1995, when it was the last year of British Rail, the subsidy level was something like 0.7 billion on a 5 billion turnover. We're now looking at a 12 billion turnover with 5 billion subsidy.
Well, they reckon they can do it for four.
They reckon they can do it
for 4 billion, don't they? I mean, they reckon there's £1 billion worth of savings to be made.
Oh, well, one of their suggestions is that the track and signalling is put out back to the private train operators. Now, we've had the mistakes of Railtrack when they had the profit motive in track and signalling maintenance, and we saw the results of that with Hatfield, Potter's Bar and the like. And we're going to be making the same mistake again by giving track and signalling back to the profit-making train operators, which is just ridiculous, reintroducing the profit motive.
Yeah, is your role in this finished now? We've heard pretty strong words from other unions, especially the RMT. I mean, where would ASLEF be?
Well, I can't comment on what the RMT are saying, but where we're very concerned about vertical integration, which is this giving the track and signalling back to the profit-making companies. We're very concerned about the proposals to downgrade rural lines, which will affect Wales, and extremely concerned there because what they're talking about doing is basically taking them out of the network and reducing subsidies. They use language such as, oh, it's either a smaller railway or a more efficient railway.
Okay, just to return to the question, I know you can't comment on what the RMT say, but Bob Crowe says he's vowed to fight this attack every step of the way. Will you fight this every step of the way?
Well, of course, we're going to be representing our members and making sure that they are not at a disadvantage. And I think what's important, and I've noticed comments by Philip Hammond was talking about Spanish practices. I think we want to see sort of the levels of investments in Spanish railways. But the really important point is that we have negotiated flexibility and productivity since the demise of British Rail. We have gone out and changed the way we operate. A train driver is now something like 68% more, does more driving now than they did under British Rail. There is far less slack time. And this is all because we have gone in and negotiated changes to the way we operate and the way we drive trains so that we can provide a better service. And in return, we got a slightly better salary and better conditions.
Thank you very much, Simon Weller.